Strategy number 17, keep a book of testimonials in your booth, in your reception area, in your suite. Every time you get a testimonial, put it in your book of testimonials. This can be a three-ring binder or a nice leather-bound book. It doesn't matter, as long as you have one. Keep your testimonials book out in the waiting area, in your booth, in your suite, where anyone can see it. Make sure that people look at it when they come into your business. Encourage clients to look at it, especially encourage prospects to look at it. When a prospect sees how many clients are thrilled with your services, they will want to do business with you. What other people say about you is infinitely more believable than what you can ever say about yourself. Your prospects may even recognize people they know in your testimonials. They may be neighbors, friends, members of the same association, co-workers, etc. Those testimonials are like personal recommendations from someone they trust. Think of how powerful that is. Having all those testimonials together is like having lots and lots of referrals saying how wonderful you and your business are all in one place. This is very easy to do and you'll get great results. Strategy number 18, if you live by price, then you will die by price. Everyone is too concerned with price. Frankly, I think it's ridiculous. People aren't price shoppers if you educate them. You can charge anything you want to as long as you can convince them that you are worth it. If you live by price, you'll die by price. If you try to be the cheapest in town, you'll never be able to sustain quality services. You'll be in a constant price war with your competitors. You'll probably go out of business. We would never want to be the cheapest in town. That terrifies us. We would much rather explain price once than apologize for inferior service forever. We would also much rather see 3 clients and make $300 than 10 clients to make the same amount. Remember what we said before. Lower price leads to lower profits and eventually lower quality. Then your best clients go somewhere else. Quality, not quantity. Don't think you can compete on price with the big national chains that live on low prices by having huge turnover. As a small business person, as a stylist, there's no way you can match their quantity. There just aren't enough hours in the day. You need to explain to the market why your services are worth more. Cheap prices lead to inferior work. Inferior work leads to unhappy clients. Unhappy clients lead to no repeat business and no referrals. And it's only a matter of time before the cheapest stylist goes out of business. Like we've said, live by price, die by price. Strategy 19, increase your prices. Everyone would raise their prices if they could get away with it, but most are too scared. Let me tell you why you shouldn't be. A person only buys on price when they think all other aspects are equal or nearly equal. Think about it. If people thought there was no difference between a Timex and a Rolex except for price, no one would buy a Rolex. Unfortunately, that's how a lot of people see stylists. They think we all do the same things and offer basically the same products and level of service. So naturally, they price shop. Why would they pay more for the same thing? Your job is to convince them you're not the same. You need to educate them so they realize what they are getting with you that makes your price worth it. Once you do this, your worries are over. Let me explain the difference between price and value. Price is what you pay. Value is what you get. Everyone wants a good value. They don't want a low price if they get crummy service and inferior products. They want value. So give them value and charge for it. I never succeeded in my business until we raised our prices and became the most expensive in our area. After we raised our prices, my business exploded and we had more clients than ever before. Why? Because we were able to convince them that they get a great value from us. And they do. In an industry built on low prices, we charge double what most our competitors do, but offer the most service and the highest quality in town. And we could do this because we charged enough so we could afford to be the best. So make sure your clients understand your value right from the start. Don't wait for them to say you are too expensive or out of their budget. It's almost always too late at that point. Educate them from the beginning. Help them see you're not just offering the same thing other stylists are. Your clients are used to thinking this way with other products. They live in nice houses. They have nice cars. They wear nice clothes. They don't buy the cheapest when it comes to those products. Why? Because they know the difference between price and value. You just have to make them look at your business the same way that they look at other things. This is easy when you have the middle class and above clients, so raise your prices and get paid for what you do. You deserve it. Think how much more you could do other than your competitors. You offer a solid guarantee, you live up to your promise, you do a great job, you strive for quality, you educate your clients, you offer free services and information to products. You are superior, so you should get paid for it. If you are convinced that you're worth it, your clients will be convinced as well. Strategy number 20, have different pricing level packages. You are selling. When you're selling, is a big mistake to only have one choice. Having one choice leaves your prospects nothing to compare with except the competition. You don't want this. You want people to give you want to give people the chance to choose between you, and you, not between you and your competition. People like to have options as well to pick from. If you convince them that they can find an option that fits their needs with you, they'll never even think about the competition. We suggest having at least two options, preferably three, and call them service packages and give them names that reflect their value. As an example, your lower level is your basic service package, your middle level is your gold service package, and your premium level is your platinum service package. Once the prospect sees you offer three different options, most likely 90% of the time, he or she will choose one of them. Option one, which would be the basic service package, is going to be a lower price choice for those clients who aren't quite used to paying more. Once they experience your service and see your value, many will become loyal customers, clients, who will be glad to spend more the next time. Option two will be your most popular choice. Make sure you mention this to your prospects. About 70% of your clients will go for this option. Option three will be the deluxe package for those who want the best you offer. When you present your choices, you should have a detailed description of the services included with each package. Show the client what they are getting and make sure to include your money-back guarantee and other benefits like free products with purchase. Even if you think something is not worth describing because every other stylist does the same thing, do it. Not every stylist tells the client everything involved in their services and how the clients benefit. You want your client to see how much they are getting for their money. The key to getting more money for your services is building perceived value. Packaging your services and describing them in details does just that. If you have other services, you can easily add them in as well. But it's best to limit your choices to between three and five options. More than that will only confuse your clients. And personally, I think three is the perfect number. Of course, if they want part of one service and part of another, you can create that special one just for them. Strategy number 21, always practice the golden rule. And this is the golden rule. Treat others the way you like to be treated. You can't possibly build a big, strong business if you're not ethical. This should go without saying, but some people still think they can get away with being unethical. So let me make it clear. Being unethical in business is suicide. Unethical businesses think that they can save money by not doing the right thing. This is ridiculous. In the long run, they are shooting themselves in the foot. Why? An unhappy client will tell the world how you are unfair and unethical. They will gripe to everyone they know, even to the people they don't know. A few clients who are unhappy can easily destroy a business. So make them happy. If you have a truly difficult client who you just can't do business with, give them their money back. It doesn't matter if you've already done the work. Believe me, it's much cheaper to give them their money back than to let them tell the world how you ripped them off. So live up to your promise. Don't make promises you can't keep, and keep the promises you make. It's sad to see how many stylists don't live up to their promises. It hurts their reputation, and it's just bad business. Never promise something if you're not positive you can deliver on it. For the most part, a client isn't going to decide if he or she is going to do business with you based on one promise. If you can't deliver something they want, explain why. Educating your clients is a million times better than breaking a promise. Be ethical. Being ethical will not only help you sleep better at night, it just makes good business sense. Strategy number 22, accept credit cards. Here are the three reasons why you must accept credit cards from your clients. Number one, it's a much easier decision for your clients to buy one of your services and products using a credit card. They make most of their purchase now using a credit card. Number two, it makes you more legitimate. Yes, your potential clients will think to themselves, if they accept credit cards, they must not be a fly-by-night operation. If a bank trusts them, then I should trust them as well. Number three, your clients get points on their credit cards. A lot of your clients have credit cards where they get merchandise points every time they use the credit cards. Yes, there is a fee for accepting credit cards, but the increased sales, time saved, and increased cash flow far outweigh the cost. I've never had a business where accepting credit cards ended up costing me money. Strategy number 23, get effective business cards. Most business cards say nothing. They don't do anything to cause someone to call you. The only reason to spend money is so that you can make more money. Most business cards don't fall into this category. They're just a waste of money. I'd like you to go to strategy number 23 in your manual and look below on this chapter and then look at the typical business card, and you will see a big difference. Ours says something important. It tells why your business is different, how it's better than the competition. It gives someone a reason to call. Yours should do the same. So check it out in your manual. Strategy number 24, always be a professional. You need to present the best face to the public and your clients. Make people feel comfortable and let them know you run a trustworthy business. Remember the old saying, you only get one chance to make a first impression. Here's three ways you can do this. Keep your area clean and organized. Number two, dress professionally. Uniforms are an option that can raise the professionalism of your business. And number three, look well-groomed, obviously. You're in the beauty industry. Nobody wants to do business with a slob. Unfortunately, many people have a negative impression of the salon and spa industry. They've seen businesses that are inexperienced and unprofessional. I've seen them too. Salons and spas where the floors are filthy, the windows are dirty, and the workspaces are cluttered. Staff members who look like Cindy Lauper on a bad hair day or dress like they're getting ready to hit the clubs in miniskirts and skimpy tops. Granted, you must have a sense of style and fashion. After all, this is what we're selling. But you must keep it tasteful and appropriate. It seems unfair, but you must overcompensate for those other businesses that give our industry a bad reputation. You have to fight people's negative impressions by being exceptionally professional. You must look clean and neat, and you must be organized. This earns the people's trust and respect. If you want high-quality clients, you should be providing them with an atmosphere of professionalism. Do you think people will pay top dollar to go into a dirty, cluttered, unorganized place? Absolutely not. Strategy number 25, answering your telephone properly. I'm almost 100% sure that you're not answering your phone properly and it's hurting your business. And let me explain. The most common shortcut a stylist will make in answering the phone the following way. Name of business, this is Cindy. And more often than not, and maybe every time, they sound like they either don't want to be there or are super busy or they are short with their clients. There are many philosophies on how one should answer the phone, but a proven technique is to smile and simply say the name of the business, how can I help you? You may be thinking there's little difference, but the beauty is in the details here. Saying, how can I help you? Makes your potential client feel more important. Saying, this is Cindy, makes your client feel like the person answering the phone is more important. You want the client to feel empowered, not the other way around. So it's a good idea to constantly train yourself to answer the phone correctly and not fall into the trap of "this is Cindy" routine, and here's why. The first contact that a client has is the most important. The first contact that they make with your business is the most important, because it will create a lasting impression of you and your business, and they will decide right then and there if they want to be part of it. So make time for this strategy right away. If you're using "this is the Cindy" routine, or if you sound like you're annoyed or you don't want to be there, you have a major problem to fix. Just fix it. Strategy number 26. Do you ever feel tongue-tied? Here are the most important words you can use when dealing with people to break down any resistance they might have in dealing with you. Are you ready for them? All right, then here they are. "No problem." "I understand." "Be happy to." "Please allow me." "I'm confident." "Easiest part of my job." "Would you do me a small favor?" "Please tell me no." "I'd love to do that for you." So how can you use these words in your business? Well, here are some examples. Someone calls to reschedule an appointment. You say, "No problem. I understand. I'd be happy to." You want to ask for a referral or a testimonial? You say, "Would you do me a small favor? Please tell me no if you're not comfortable doing this for me." You want to try a new service or product with a client? You say, "Please allow me to. I'm confident it will be terrific." Please make sure and train yourself to use these words as well. The better you communicate with your clients, the more money you will end up with in your bank account. Strategy number 27, hold yourself accountable. Everything that happens in your business is the result of your own work or lack thereof. It's natural to want to blame everyone and everything but yourself for your issues, but you'll never take control of your success until you take full responsibility for your business. No excuses, no lies. You have to hold yourself accountable for everything, the good and the bad, everything. Stop blaming the economy or the season or whatever. Luck, that's nonsense. The most successful stylists know that you make your own luck. With this program, you have all the tools you need to be hugely successful. Start counting on yourself, make plans, and stick to them. You will be the reason your business succeeds or fails. Strategy number 28, stay on top of your marketing. Investing just a little time into keeping track of your marketing strategies will pay off big. You'll be able to see what works, what doesn't, and what you can change to do even better. The easiest way to stay on top of things is to schedule a specific time each week. I like Monday mornings between 8 and 10. It works very well for me. Make this an appointment with yourself and keep it every week. Don't schedule a client or anything else during this time. This is one of the most important things you can do for your business. Use this time to see how you're doing and make new goals. Look over your marketing goals for the previous week. How did you do? If you didn't do as well as you wanted to, then change some things so you'll do better this week. If you did better than expected, keep on doing what works. This review is very important to keep track of how you are doing. You need to measure your results. Not just go on gut feeling, know your numbers. You should also use this time to decide what new strategies to implement over the next week. Make a specific plan and stick to it. If you follow this advice, you'll stay on top of your marketing and continue to improve your strategy each week. Strategy number 29, the number one reason stylists don't succeed. They don't start their marketing. This is the number one reason why people fail. They don't do anything. This is a killer. How can anyone possibly succeed if they don't do anything? They can't. You won't get anywhere if you're standing still. You need to take action to create success. But too many people won't try anything new. Why is this? I think it's because they're afraid to fail. They worry that if they try something, it might not work. They imagine a lot of scary things that might happen if they don't succeed. The ironic part is, they're actually much more likely to fail by not doing anything. Everyone fails. There's nothing to be afraid of. We've failed many, many times before we learned these marketing strategies, but we didn't let it hold us back. Even now, when we try something new, sometimes it doesn't work. I don't care and worry about this. I learn from it. Most of what we do succeeds. We make a lot of money from the successes, but we learn more from the failures. If you never fail, you would never succeed. It's that simple. Don't be held back by fear. Don't be a victim of not doing anything. Do something. If you need any help, email our office and we'll be glad to help you out. Strategy number 30. The number two reason stylists don't succeed. They don't finish what they start. This is another big reason people fail. They don't follow through on their plans. A plan isn't going to work unless you commit to it and work on it. This usually happens because people bite off more than they can chew. They get excited about all the different marketing strategies and start too many at once. Now their plan is too scattered and they don't have time to finish each one. They do them all halfway. Then they wonder why nothing works. If you've had your hand in too many things, none of them will be profitable. Pick three strategies to start with. Concentrate on one marketing strategy at a time. Get that one working and then start another. Once you have all three of those going, then pick another three. Don't try to do too much at once, but what you do choose to do, do it all the way. Strategy number 31. The number three reason stylists don't succeed. They aren't consistent with marketing. The marketing strategies in this program have all been proven to get results when they are applied consistently. The key is to follow all the steps and instructions you learn here. We do this all the time with other processes, but for some reason people are shocked when they do just the first step of a marketing strategy and it doesn't work as well as they wanted. Would you be surprised if you just put a disc in your DVD player and nothing happened? Of course not. You know you have to turn it on, hook it up to the TV, put the TV on the correct channel, and press play. It only works when you follow all the steps. It's the same way with these marketing strategies. These are systems. There are several parts that make the systems work, and you need to do every part to get it to run correctly. They work, you just have to work them. Strategy number 32, the fourth reason stylists don't succeed. They don't have a marketing plan. Success never happens by accident, not once. You have to have a plan. If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there, but you won't achieve success. That's for sure. Your plan will be like a good roadmap to take you to your goals. You don't need any special skills to make a plan that will work for you. It just takes time and commitment. Sit down and think about how much you want to make. Now, what strategies are you going to use to make that much? We've heard some people say that they don't want to plan because they might change their minds. That's absurd. You can always decide to alter your plans. You might want to make your goals higher or lower or even pick a completely different goal. But if you have no plan at all, you'll never get anywhere. So make a plan. Strategy number 33. The number five reason stylists don't succeed. They put off their marketing. Procrastination is a common reason people fail. I'll get around to it tomorrow has destroyed more businesses than you can imagine. Procrastination often comes from fear. If you are afraid of something, you'll put it off until later to avoid facing it now. Usually it turns out that most of your fears were only in your mind and you only made things worse by putting it off. Be honest with yourself. Don't come up with a bunch of reasons why you can't do something when you just don't want to. Another mistake is wanting everything to be perfect before you begin something. You might catch yourself making excuses like, I don't have these forms made up so I can't send out the letter. I don't know which neighborhoods are good to target so I'll just wait. I don't know exactly how to do this. So what if everything isn't perfect? It's much more important to do something than to wait for everything to be perfect. It won't happen. Do your best. Give it a shot, even if you do it poorly. Procrastination is deadly. Don't wait. Do it today. Strategy number 34, cleansing mental brainwashing. Most of us have lots and lots of mental garbage. We have lots of ideas and beliefs in our head that we know are true, even though there is no evidence for them. We believe them because we've heard them over and over from family, teachers, books, and other business owners. But when you really think about them, they're just not true. For example, number one, if you work hard, you will succeed. This is complete garbage. Think back to school. Do you know a smart kid who never studied but always got A's? He or she didn't work hard. How about the kid who studied all the time and only got B's? He or she worked harder but didn't do as well. Working hard does not ensure success. Let me give you a personal example. Before we started using direct response strategies when I was broke, we worked hard, much, much harder than we work now. But all that work didn't get us very far. We didn't know the right strategies to use, so we wasted a lot of time and energy on things that didn't get me any clients. Now that we know these powerful strategies, we don't have to work that hard. We work smarter, not harder. Number two, if you're good at what you do, you'll have plenty of clients. Yeah, right, that's another myth. The fact is, we used to be just as good before we were successful, but we had very little business. We didn't know what to do to get repeat business or referrals or new clients. So it doesn't matter if you're good if no one knows about you. Number three, your sales letters have to be professional. This is ridiculous. Your first concern should be whether your letters appeal to clients. When we use professional letters, we don't get new clients. It's boring. But when we use creative, down-to-earth, easy-to-understand language, we get tons of response. So don't worry what other business owners or stylists will think when they see your marketing. We don't worry about impressing them. We'd much rather have an impressive bank account. You need to get rid of the mental garbage like this if you want to succeed. Examine your old assumptions and throw out anything that has no basis in reality. It's only going to hold you back and make you waste your energy on the wrong strategy. Once you unload it, you'll be free to make as much money as you want. Strategy number 35, stop giving consultations and start giving audits. When someone calls up and asks for a consultation, say, "We don't give consultations, we give free beauty or hair audits." Then explain exactly what a free beauty hair audit is in detail. Throughout the course, we use both beauty audit and hair audit. Use just one term or use them both. We use beauty audit when we're targeting a female audience and hair audit when we target both genders. The word audit simply means to examine, scrutinize, or inspect something, you know, as in like a tax audit. But you will give a whole new meaning to this word when you adopt this term and offer this free service to your clients and prospect. This works beautifully. Prospects become much more interested and they place much more value on a beauty or hair audit than they do on a consultations. Consultations are overused. Everybody gives free consultations. That doesn't set you as a stylist apart from the one down the street. The client doesn't see any value in a free consultation, but a free beauty audit or a free hair audit, now that's another story. Of course, you're consulting with your client with this free audit, but that prospect gets a lot more. Prospects that you give the free beauty and hair audits to are much more likely first to become clients, and then they are much more likely to become repeat clients. After the audit, they understand the importance of maintaining the health and beauty of their hair by visiting your salon, by visiting you on a regular basis. A hair and beauty audit is a simple procedure. Just go to Member Central and click on that tab and read all about it. Strategy number 36, putting it all together. To get massive results, you have to take massive action. It's important that you get as many of these strategies implemented so that you get all the new clients you want. After you've gained some experience, you may find that doing more of one method produces better results for you. And you may drop a method because you are getting more new clients than you can handle. Ideally, you want more demand than supply. You know, have over 120 strategies to get more clients and make you a lot more money. A good goal for you would be to implement three new strategies every week. Some strategies you most likely are already doing. Some are quick to put in place and others may take more time. But if you commit to doing just 3 per week in 6 months, you'll have more high-paying clients than you can handle. As we discover other proven methods, we'll be sure to share them with you as a member in our program.